Well, you're an intelligent lady. You're a constitutionalist. People are really resonating with your message. And I just want to say again, regardless if you win or not, we all win because you've now injected real issues, and we're now growing the grassroots across the country, just like with what happened with Ron Paul. It is essential, though, that people support you, that they put your yard signs up, that they call local radio, that they call BLO and say put you in the next debate, that they donate on your website or sign up at your Facebook or get your email and text message alerts. It is essential, and it's just the political will of getting involved will lead us to victory. We know the path of standing up for freedom will win if people just keep going, keep a-coming, and never back off and never stop. In the last 3-4 minutes we've got left, Deborah Medina, other issues, other points you'd like to make to this worldwide audience?
Well, I think I've got to pick up with where you're going. You're absolutely right, Alex. This is pedal to the metal. The only poll that counts is March the 2nd. That is Texas Independence Day. The dominoes are falling our way. If you ever thought that there was a time when your vote counted, it is now. You've got to get out. You've got to do all you can to raise the identity of this campaign, to help people know that there is someone carrying the voice of the people. I am just that vessel carrying that message. I'm honored to do it for Texas. I'm going to fight really hard, but we have got to have your help. We can win this race. Don't let up. Don't back off. This is a sprint to the finish. We're going to push really hard through till 7:01 p.m. on March 2nd and not let up a second before then. MedinaForTexas.com. Help us that way. Get out, knock on doors, let your neighbors know, ask them to vote, and then make sure that they go vote. So many people say, oh, yeah, I'm all about that, and then they get busy and they don't vote. Early voting starts in February. Very important that we turn out and vote at the polls. Don't be discouraged by any negative media reports that you might see. I think we kind of took everybody by surprise last night. I expect in the next 48 to 72 hours they'll get their act together and they'll start putting the negative spin on this and trying to marginalize the campaign and again say we're not going to have an impact on this race. Boy, we're going to have an impact, and we saw that last night. There was a period, and I know, you know, we've got a lot of problems with Google, but there was a period last night that we were the number one search on Google, and for several hours we were the number three search on Google. It went through not just Texas but the country like a firestorm. We can win this, but it means all of us have got to dig in till March 2nd and work hard.
The people know we're being looted and being robbed. 30-plus states are moving to declare sovereignty. The media spins that and says it's secession. No. The states created the federal government. They're saying no. The federal government's controlled by offshore banks. That's now public. Geithner's on the verge of being indicted. We now have this individual at the White House, Harvard professor Cass Sunstein, is now the head of federal regulation, saying that he wants to ban free speech and the Second Amendment. I mean, he's actually saying it on video, on television, and that he's the next guy set to be the next Supreme Court justice. I mean, this country's in deep trouble.
Well,
these people aren't playing games.
Right. You know, it's what caused the battle at the Alamo. They're essentially declaring the Constitution null and void. We've got a rule of law here. We're just going to ignore it. We ignore it. That's when Travis drew a line in the sand and said, you know, we're not ignoring this. You're not going to toss out the Constitution and name yourself dictator. That's what's happening here. People see it. We will either fight today at the ballot box, or our children will shed blood to regain the freedoms that we've lost. I think we know that. I think all of Texas knows that. Now's the time to dig in. Fight
and
hard.
Again,
let's go.
You're just saying what everybody already knows. Finally, you're saying, and I hear all these people calling into talk radio saying, I want Medina. These other people are fakes. I'm hearing Democrats say, I want Medina, not some establishment Democrat who's an Obamanoid. People know the two big parties are a fraud. They know that you're, you know, cut out of Ron Paul cloth and that you're the real deal. We need to make you governor. And we need to certainly try as hard as we can, because regardless, we win in the info war by doing it. I talk about my neighbors, a bunch of yuppies who don't usually care about what's happening. I talk to them now. They're all waking up and freaking out. Deborah Medina, we salute you. And we thank you for your great work. Let me say bye to you during the break.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Solari.com is her website. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. She's Catherine Austin Fitz. I was talking to Birgitta Jones Dottier, leading the charge to beat the banks in Iceland, not tooting my horn, an example of what you, the activists, have done. A few months ago, she got a copy of the Obama deception, and she already knew a lot, but that helped, you know, give her even more info. And so another example of how the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, the type of effect these films are having all over the world. Every few days, I get newspapers calling up saying, these films have been seen tens of millions of times for free online. How much money are you making on those free views? And I say, nothing. I don't want money. I want freedom. I see every person we wake up like a diamond in my hand. I'm into defeating tyranny. You know, I mean, again, it's a hierarchy of needs. I own stuff, but stuff doesn't own me. I'm into truth and justice and liberty. I know that's not corny. I know that's real. I want my children to live in a free society, my son and my daughters. I want my grandchildren who aren't even born yet to live in a free society. They won't even be able to have children under the one-child policy if the globalists are successful. Now, Catherine Austin Fitz has an amazing bio. She has managed more than $25 billion of transactions and invested to date and has led a portfolio strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. She was also the number two person at Department of Housing, Assistant Secretary of Housing, and the commissioner of the first Bush administration. And it just goes on and on and on, the things that she's done. Again, Assistant Secretary of Housing, Federal Housing Commissioner in the first Bush administration of President Hamilton Securities Group, Washington, D.C. Investment Bank, super high-powered lady in the system coming out and exposing it. And she's talked about the crimes committed by Geithner and other people. And you have Geithner at the New York Fed that runs policy for the Fed. You have Paulson at the time at Treasury, the former head of Goldman Sachs, Geithner formerly of Goldman Sachs, giving themselves 100 cents on the dollar for made-up derivatives they made that the public had no contractual agreement to pay for to them. You have them also ordering AIG to make it secret. And now that's continued on, and that clearly, according to Judge Napolitano and many others, is a federal crime. But somebody who really understands this is Catherine Austin Fitz. So we're going to talk about Bankstergate or Bankergate. I don't want to call it just Timmy Geithnergate, Tiny Timgate, because he's just one of these people. It goes to Larry Summers. It goes to Robert Rubin. It goes to Ben Bernanke. It goes to everybody that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. So joining us is a true bona fide expert in all of this, Catherine Austin Fitz. Great to have you on with us.
Alex, it's always a privilege and a pleasure.
Well, you're
so
a busy.
You know what I would love to tell everybody about is how important this Geithner story is. You know, it kind of seems like a big sort of inside baseball squabble, but I really want everyone to understand what's at the heart of this. Now, and I want to use a metaphor. Let's pretend you have a neighbor, and whenever you and your wife go to buy a car, you have to pay 5% to get a loan, but he can get a loan for 0 or 1%. And then when you get a mortgage, you have to pay you know, 8 to 10%, but he can get a mortgage for 0 or 1%. And then when he starts a business, he can get special loans from the local municipality for 0%, and then you have to, you know, use your savings or borrow your money or take another loan on your house. Well, it doesn't take long to figure that he's going to, you know, if this keeps going on, he's going to be able to buy up everything in town, right?
Yes.
And that's what this is about, is we've got two classes of players. We've got a Federal Reserve Bank that's saying we reserve the right to provide low-cost, if not free, cost of capital, and even now gifts. You know, so instead of him borrowing money at 1%, they just give him the money so he can buy the, you know, all the houses up in the neighborhood. And what we're talking is a backdoor financial mechanism that allows a small group of people to basically buy up and take control of everything because they have, you know, low cost to free money, whereas everybody else has to pay, you know, market rate, you know, or a much higher rate, number one. But number two, if, let's say, he gets in trouble, he gets bailed out, you get in trouble, you lose your house, you lose your car, you lose your family. And so we're talking about a society that is turning into a, you know, two societies and two economies, and one is getting rigged money. And that's what this is about, because if you've got a Secretary of the Treasury who's basically trying to rig things, not for the people who are productive, not for the people who are making our economy strong, not for the people who are creating jobs, but the people who are the best dirty players, then you know, it's, for a financial person, this can go no place good. It can never work, because instead of allocating capital based to, you know, who's productive, we're allocating capital to who's the best dirty player with the most inside pull. You know, it's kind of devolved into, you know, the schoolyard in Lord of the Rings or something. I mean, or in Animal Farm. It's the only, you know, this is the financial version of Animal Farm, and that's what this is about, because we've seen, you know, since the beginning of the Republic till 2 years ago, in all the wars, Alex, in all the programs, in all the government waste, in all the government spending, we build up $12 trillion of debt. And then in a year and a half, this administration has lent or given as a gift $12 trillion to Wall Street and the financial firms. And that is, can you imagine, that is amount equivalent to all the money we've ever borrowed since the beginning of the Republic.
It's incredible.
It's a financial coup d'etat. And that's what it's about. And the power of this thing is, are we going to create a level playing field or are we not? Because if we're going to rig, if we've got a Secretary of the Treasury who's going to rig the game, you know, invisible, secretive ways, and one of the magical things here is, and I got to give him a lot of credit, is Bloomberg has brought a lawsuit. They won in the first round in August for Freedom of Information Act against the Federal Reserve, brought a lawsuit and won in the first round in August, and the Fed has now appealed. It's in the Court of Appeals, and the Fed is saying, we need the ability to lend an insider group of firms $2 trillion, which is part of the $12 trillion, and not tell you who got it and on what terms. And we don't have to provide that under freedom of information law. It's an arrogance which takes your breath away.
And they're setting the precedent to do even more in the future. And you talk about a rigged game where they get the free money and now it's just given to them. They then use that money as weapons to buy off states, buy media, buy infrastructure, blow out third world countries, now blow out first world nations. And they have their people in both parties, as you know, in all the major regulatory positions. And I think that's why they're so arrogant now, is they're going for broke. The big question is, and I want to get into how we can push to get Geithner indicted or a special prosecutor or something like that. But the big question is, where are they headed if we don't stop them? Because they have the incentive to shut off money to Main Street so it's destitute so they can come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar.
Right, and that's what they're doing. I mean, the reports now, if you look at the commercial real estate market, and we haven't begun to see all the falls in the commercial real estate market, You know, they're talking about buying things at 50% or less of, you know, the market height. And this is what I saw as Assistant Secretary of Housing. I came in as Assistant Secretary of Housing in 1989, and at the time FHA was the largest property owner because of our foreclosures, and then the RTC got created to handle the dispositions of the S&Ls. And we started to auction off where my secretary was on the board of the RTC, and so I was involved. And we were taking in massive amounts of property, and the fraud, Alex, was off the charts. You know, you'd get a portfolio and says, there are 10 mortgages on this block in Detroit, and you'd go there, and there were no houses there. You know, so the fraud was off the charts. But what happened is when the first bids came in, no one knew if the bids would work. And I looked at the first three bids, and I said, oh, my God, the people buying this are buying at 10 cents on the dollar what their syndicate sold 2 years ago for, you know, 200% of market value. So it was a pump and dump, and they were going to make, you know, they were going to triple, quadruple the money they'd made selling out at the high. So this is a scam.
Shut up!
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to ram through government health care. The Democrats have now actually read it and discovered it's another bailout, another scam to the insurance companies owned by the banks. I want to get Catherine Austin Fitz's take on that. Also, they're now reporting hundreds of thousands dead in Haiti from the earthquake. Hundreds of thousands dead. I mean, they're talking about all Americans being naked body scanned and recorded, all courthouses having naked body scanners. They're going in all over the country. I found out 2 years ago, year and a half ago, Denver already had it. I'm kind of all over the map here. It's just crazy. Earthquakes kill hundreds of thousands, but we've all got to go through naked body scanners because somebody might blow an airplane up. Oh, men and women are fighting in France. 150-plus people kill each other a year. Let's ban arguing or ban marriage outright. You know, that's the mindset of these tyrants and how they're selling us on tyranny. They could care less about you and your safety. I've got a law enforcement article here where SWAT says options for multiple shooter tactics, says we've got to get rid of posse comitatus and put the army on the streets. Catherine, I'm all over the map here. It's just...
No. You know, because you're dealing... You see the... It's like the Pillsbury Doughboy. You squeeze one place, it pops out another. And what you're seeing is the lockdown across the board. And it's, you know, it's coming in every direction. And, you know, whether it's the economic insanity and sort of the two-class system or it's the, what they're doing is they're rolling out all sorts of different controls. Because they know when people figure out that our retirement system has been basically moved offshore and now there's nothing to, you know, to keep the commitments, people are going to get upset. And by that time, they plan to have the food system and the healthcare system and all these different systems under lockdown. To me, one of the scariest ones you haven't brought up yet, Alex, is the idea of sending over 1 million Americans around to collect all sorts of data on all of us. I'm sure you've had... Have you ever had Edwin Black on the show to describe how the Nazis put together their original databases?
Yes, he wrote the book on IBM.
Right.
And yes, the census people are now telling people to tell them about their stocks and bonds and what type of toilet they have. And now TSA is just downloading a large percentage of people's computers without warrants and just saying, we're keeping it. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall evil. Meanwhile, Geithner and others, who is most to blame in the crime, in the criminal acts, from your expert view? How do we get Geithner indicted? I mean, there's open talk of it happening.
Okay, well, I think lots of pressure brought on, you know, this is a time when calls to Congress can make it very, and calls to the White House can make it very uncomfortable for the White House to not make a change here. But at the heart of this matter, if you really want to make a significant shift, what we're going to have to do is work at the state and local level. And let me describe why. Have you seen the governor of Arizona's State of the State address yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's fabulous. She just came out and she said, and this was on health care, she said there are 14 attorney generals around the country, state attorney generals, now working together to prepare, you know, real 10th Amendment arguments to stop the implementation of this health care reform. And if my attorney general won't join them, I will.
Wow.
Right. And where this is all going to come down, it's going to come down to 10th Amendment and where we can get a governor, an attorney general, and a majority of the sheriffs in a jurisdiction. Because, you know, Alex, the sheriff is the most powerful the sheriff
elected representative in the county
is more powerful than the military.
Yes.
So, you know, but where we can align the attorney general, the governor, and the majority of the sheriffs in a jurisdiction, that's what's going to happen, because the only thing that's going to stop this is when you say no. And when they say that, when they declare the 10th Amendment, that's when we're going to have an argument about the cash flows. because you can't keep sending money to Washington if Washington keeps using it to break the law.
And it's not just Washington. We have international banks running Washington. I mean, we
right.
don't have our government.
Right. The Congress is not in control. And so, you know, it's almost like we're at a party. Everybody's drunk. Everybody's stoned. Everything's out of control. Where do you build the power to say no? And ultimately what you're going to have to do is you're going to need a combination of two things. You're going to need a group of leadership, and it's going to come down to governor, attorney general, and sheriffs in a place.
You need the sheriff to show up and break up the party.
Well, they're going to have to say no, but they're going to have to do something else, because what the federal government has been doing to prevent them from saying no is trying to get them to be financially dependent.
Yes.
And, of course, the worse things get in the economy, you know, we're in a downward spiral, and so we've got to reverse the economic spiral at the same time that you take a strong legal stand.
Catherine Austin Fitz is our gracious guest, a very busy lady, spending time with us today. We appreciate her coming on. And you were getting into where all this is going, what these people are doing, the police state grid they're setting up, the magnitude of Bankstergate. And you very astutely, people said, well, wait, Obama's been in office less than a year, right at a year next week. How can she say this administration for a year and a half? But all of my expert guests said that the last 6 months or so of Bush's reign, the power was fully given over to the Federal Reserve, to the banks, and that you had total fusion and coordination between the Bush bankers and the Obama bankers.
This is completely bipartisan.
I mean, yes.
This is people who believe in freedom against people who don't. And it's got nothing to do with those kind of party lines. So this is totally bipartisan. And in fact, if you look at the people who've, you know, stayed between the Clinton administration and the Bush administration, or then held over between the Bush administration, at a deeper level, it's the same team. So this is not, you know, this is not, two-party system is the one, you know, it's the party of just us. So now the opportunity again, Alex, is if in those states where we have alignment between the governor, the attorney general, and the sheriff, or majority of the sheriffs, and you can take a legal stand, then the question is, how do you re-engineer the cash flows so that the federal government and the Federal Reserve don't pull the rug out from under? And so there has to be an economic plan that has to deal with all the money we're sending to Washington and all the money we're getting back. And the reality is, I think there are very powerful legal arguments that say at a state or local level, you can assert common law right of offset for all the money that's been stolen, all the money that's missing, escrow federal taxes, and say, you know something, don't send any money. We'll pay our own stuff here and literally take control of the cash flows. But what it's going to mean is in a lot of different industries, we're going to have to start behaving in very productive ways, because one of the ways that the money has worked is the banksters are allowed to get away with murder because we get a lot of subsidies, and we've allowed ourselves to get very unproductive. So we have, for example, we have a whole local medical community and infrastructure in every one of our places and state that is used to it's got a very high cost infrastructure. So we're all going to have to organize and change. And the biggest one is we now have, you know, say I live in a county, the war on drugs is our biggest business. It's our biggest industry. And we don't have enough people to farm because everybody's too busy dealing or growing drugs. So, you know, we're going to have to change the local level, and we're going to have to get very, very productive. Now, if we're willing to do that, we can absolutely turn around the economic spiral, because it's small business that creates jobs, and at some point, prisons and drug dealing is not something that makes a nation great.
The parasite, the parasite economy is killing the host.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill. gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties. 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Is not impossible. I mean, we have more and more states, 30 plus, moving towards 10th Amendment declarations. The media spins that like it's secession or something. It's not. It's declaring 10th and 9th Amendment. And we have those success stories and leaders at the state level that will speak out and will be bold. We can then catapult that movement also into Washington and accurately assess the criminals that we're facing, and so we do see some bright things
right now
happening.
What we've seen up until now is every time you start to see at the state and local level, people start to really stand up and lead that way, they get bought off. You know, the banksters are willing to throw an awful lot of money to buy a leader off,
or their girlfriend.
Right, you know, they play the control file, they play the dirty trick, they play the entrapment. you know, there's all sorts of positive incentives and negative games they can play. And I think the question is there a way we can communicate and organize locally so that they can't? Because if you look at all the different laws that are happening right now, healthcare, food safety is a big one, census, all these things, we are across the constitutional line. And the important thing I want to make, the important point everybody needs to get in their spirit is these are the things that are destroying the economy. I mean, when you it's like taking a horse or taking a boxer and tying his hands and tying his legs and then putting him in the ring, he's going to lose. So when you make this many rules and you overlay this much expense on small business, you kill the heart of the economy. And so all of this stuff is what's killing the economy. You turn that around and you can unleash incredible wealth. Let me give you a perfect example. Do you know who is the number one provider of services to the food stamp program in this country, Alex?
Yes, it's offshore central banks.
It's JPMorgan Chase, and they outsource the data servicing to India, which means in Tennessee, which is one of the states where they provide the services, we now have 20% of our population on food stamps. Okay, so more than 1 million people on food stamps. And those people, many of them get unemployment checks or welfare checks. They get food stamps, and they sit around, and we pay them not to work. Meantime, we have Boku, beautiful farmland. You know, the farmers can't find labor. Everybody's too busy, you know, dealing drugs or, you know, being on whatever government subsidy. And we've got the big agribusiness moving down into Latin America, controlling the agriculture, you know, shipping the food in. It's highly processed. It makes us sick. That's part of the healthcare problem. And JPMorgan Chase is doing the servicing work. And the theory is that we can pay somebody in India or in Latin America to do something that the people who are getting those food stamps could do here. And it's cheaper to pay them not to work and then pay somebody else in Latin America to do the farming and somebody in Asia to do the data servicing. And that's just not true. The numbers don't add up. And that's why if the state and local players can sit down and say, okay, how can we re-engineer this, move all those jobs back to our state, do this on an economic basis, where is the opportunity to create lots more cash flows into the local small businesses, lots more equity, lots more skills, lots more knowledge? You know, it's all there, but you're going to have to deal with, okay, we can't let the feds have control because they're literally draining our lifebloods. It's like a vampire.
Well, I think the number one mission is to continue to point out they're criminals out in the open who won't say where trillions of dollars went. And then we find out it went to them personally, and they ordered the holding companies that they laundered the money through, like AIG, to not in federal filings tell the feds or the public that the very bankers running policy and government were the ones that were getting the money. I mean, a five-year-old can understand that basic fraud. And the fact that we do hear talk of indictment on MSNBC, and we do even see Ed Schultz saying, man, Obama's really bad. What about the Obama hoax? I mean, obviously, it's all dog and pony show. Obviously, you know, 8 years of Bush, people figure out he's a fraud, the new savior. He's just meant to con people long enough for them to get their agenda through. Then Glenn Beck's organizing the right wing to get Republicans back in.
The reality is the change we're talking about cannot be engineered at Washington, because we have created a financial mechanism that would allow us to borrow massive amounts of money globally. And so we've had massive amounts of money, and as long as the criminals could engineer that subsidy, this could keep going, and they could offer more money at cheaper prices, and we've been willing to go along with that. Now, do you remember my red button story?
Yes, but I'll recap it.
Okay, so I was giving a speech to a group of people called Spiritual Frontiers Foundation. They have a conference once a year to talk about how we can evolve our society spiritually. Very committed, dedicated people. I'm in the middle of the speech and explaining that the Department of Justice in 1999 had told a reporter I was working with that the U.S. economy launders $500 billion to $1 trillion a year of all dirty money. So not just narcotics trafficking, but illegal gambling, tax evasion, financial fraud, everything. Okay, now with the financial fraud, it's much bigger. But at that time, $500 billion to $1 trillion. So I said to this wonderfully spiritual evolved audience, if you could push a red button to stop all hard narcotics trafficking in your community, I said, why would you not push the button? They said, we don't want our mutual funds to go down. We don't want our government checks to stop.
But see, that's the scam. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. I mean, all of these parasitic systems cost more than they make, and they're wrong.
Right. And so it's going to, what it's going to come down to is we cannot, we've seen the Fed monetize the whole treasury and mortgage market last year. And so we can't, obviously, you can't keep monetizing at this rate. And so now the day has come where the bell is ringing and saying, we can't get free money forever anymore, so something's got to give, and we've got to change. And those changes are going to happen, Alex, in the places where our governors, our attorney generals, and our sheriffs can come together, assert 10th Amendment right, and now we're all going to have to support them in reengineering the economic flows. But when it comes out the other side of the sausage maker, we're all going to have to be a lot more productive.
Well, it is true that half the population is on some form of government dole or payment or job, and the government's only getting more aggressive, more parasitic, more militarized.
Right.
And what the cops and the bureaucrats don't understand is the bankers have already moved offshore. They're literally for 3 years been buying homes offshore. They believe they're probably going to lose control, but they've already run off with the bag of money.
I think it is very, very important. I said in my year-end wrap-up, which I called the year of the giant vampire squid, the wonderful story from Rolling Stone, declared Goldman Sachs the giant vampire squid. Basically what these guys did, Alex, in the 90s and early 2000s, they moved trillions of dollars out of this country, a lot of it illegal. To do that, they issued massive fraudulent securities and derivatives, and what this bailout did was it refinanced them out of the fraud. And so they have pulled off not only the financial coup d'etat, but pushing the liabilities for the fraudulent securities they issued to do it back onto the taxpayers.
And they're moving their base of operations to China and openly bad-mouthing America and saying it's not a good place to invest to further depress it so they can buy everything up.
Door is not completely shut. A Geithner investigation and indictment, because we now have, remember, we have Geithner saying, oh, you know, I proposed a deal where I didn't give Goldman Sachs 100 cents on the dollar, and they said they were fully hedged, so they didn't care, and they'd rather see a default, and they'd pick it up on the other side. And we now have the Goldman CEO and chairman saying in testimony today, well, wait a minute, you know, nobody offered me that deal. So one of them has got to be lying. So we now have pitted the Secretary of the Treasury and the chairman of Goldman Sachs, and one has got to be lying. So if you can turn this into, you know, testimony, under oath, investigation, you know, you can still open a door and unravel this whole thing. So it is not, you know, it's never since I'm a big woman, I hate to say it's never over till the fat lady sings, but it's never over till the fat lady sings. So I think that, I think you're hammering on the Geithner and a possible Geithner indictment is very, very important, because let me tell you, it is inconceivable to me that there is, that Geithner is not criminally liable for what's happened.
Well, we have to pierce this veil of infallibility and popery, or whatever you want to call it, where the elites just stumble around in fancy suits with SWAT teams around them saying, I will rob this, I will rob that. Everyone just bows down to them. And the image of these criminals being indicted or in trouble, like Watergate, but these crimes are a trillion times that literally, could bring them down, just like Copenhagen went down. You know, the whole Copenhagen thing went down in flames. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger.
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a joke. This isn't a game. I mean, I've been doing this for 16 years, over 14 years on air, and when I watch video clips of every single czar, I just randomly look up one of Obama's czars, I type in communism, I type in Mao Zedong, I type in restrictions on free speech, do it yourself, and everyone, and I've been doing this for the last year, but over the weekend, I spent hours and hours, and my wife was like, come spend time with the children. And I wanted to, but it was like a horror movie. I had to know who these true villains are. And every one of them loves Mao. And we were listing them earlier in the week. Every one of them loves communism. Every one of them says we're going to restrict free speech and arrest people. And Cass Sunstein, one of the most powerful czars, over all federal regulations. He interprets federal law and then implements it however he wants. We've spent the last 2 weeks, as you know, day after day, just reading his quotes, playing video clips. There is no Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms. There is no free speech. He wants to arrest you for conspiracy theories. And then he lists them. He said, if you don't believe that global warming is man-made and deadly, you need to be arrested. You need to be banned. I mean, he wrote this for Chicago Law School a year and a half ago. I mean, I can't believe it. So I read, while I was reading all this about ours, I saw a member of European Union Parliament, Godfrey Bloom, basically putting press releases out going, oh, my God, I've had a chance to interview the bureaucracy czars that really run everything. We have no power over them, and they're all, folks, communists killed hundreds of millions of people, over 100 million conservatively. These people don't play games. They take your farm, they take your ranch, they put you in labor camps. In fact, at the end of the show, I'm going to play about 15 minutes from a British/German documentary that interviewed survivors of North Korean camps. And they do this on purpose. They have a system. And literally, I mean, I saw, and we're going to our guest. I start ranting. I saw 2 weeks ago, Hardball Chris Matthews say his idol is Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky is called the communist communist. He wrote about putting us in labor camps. I mean, you've got all these rich bureaucrats saying they're going to put us in labor camps. You know, I think that's the one thing they've got over us, Mr. Bloom, is that they're so evil. They don't have a little mustache like Hitler or a mustache like Stalin. We have those archetypal images from the, you know, 50, 60 years ago that we now can't recognize our generation of tyrants because they're a bunch of lip-wristed, you know, pansies hopping around. But they've got the police working for them and the tax man. These are dangerous people.
Yes, you've hit the nail right on the head there, Alex, because it is the fact that they are so desperately plausible. They're quite urbane. These guys aren't swivel-eyed lunatics. These guys sit there and look pretty plausible, and I've got a list in front of me. Every name, our president, Barroso, the president of the parliament, was a former Maoist, Communist Party in Portugal. Slim Callas, Stefan Fuel, Andres Powerbags, Janek Potetic, Algira Sameta, and so on and so forth. I've got a whole list. This isn't top secret stuff. These people are open, upfront communists and have always been and make no apology for it. But the thing is, they are urbane, they are plausible, and of course nobody's interested from the press because the press have been bought body and soul on the BBC by people who are all, if I may use a little bit of a crudity here, they all piss in the same pot, Alex.
They certainly do. And again, I want to get your take on all of this instead of ranting myself and backing up what you're saying. Again, the public's starting to wake up to just how diabolical, and that's the word, they are diabolical. And I've seen the London Guardian and Mombiot and all of them saying it's treason to deny man-made climate change, death penalty. These guys are all against the death penalty for a child rapist or a murderer, but they love talking about arresting us and imprisoning us and in some cases executing us if we deny their global religion of communism. Can you speak specifically to the European Union and others trying to pass more and more laws to restrict free speech?
Yes, it's interesting that the British system and the American system is extremely similar, is that we don't have a prescriptive legislative system. Basically, if a free-born Englishman, an American, pretty well do what they like if it isn't actually banned by law. Now, I mentioned this on your last show, when I was on the show last, you very kindly invited me, the Corpus Juris system, or sometimes known as the Napoleonic Code, tells the citizen that which he may do. And that is a fundamental change. So they have a rule book to say this is what you may do, this is what you may not do. So consequently, they always have the upper hand. The legal system always has the upper hand. And of course, if you look at that prescriptive system and you see that over 50% of all the commissars who actually head up the bureaucracies of the European Union and 75% of our laws of all countries, not just Great Britain, all countries are made by the place from which I'm speaking at the moment, you know, this is how we're totally and utterly wrapped up. And people just don't know and don't understand that these characters are dominating every aspect of their lives.
And again, just briefly for those that don't understand this European Union bureaucracy, because they're setting up a similar quasi-governmental one, more of a corporate brand of it here with all this bureaucratic power. You're in France right now. Describe the different capitals and different bureaucracies, and how was the power originally vested to these unelected pirates? I mean, explain that in a nutshell for people, please, sir.
Well, it's really sort of mission creep, as it were. The legislation has come about since 1975, for example, where we said there was a referendum in 1975 in the United Kingdom, and we were told that it was a free trade zone. And a lot of people voted for it on that basis. It was free trade. And almost every 2 years since, there's been another treaty which has pushed it slowly but surely and relentlessly to a superstate that we have now, run by committees. The committees form the law, and of course one of the sad things that we've lost to the United Kingdom, and this is something that you need, that you, it's happening to you, I believe this is happening to you, is that we have lost our system of common law. We're now run by quangos. The United Kingdom is quangos. I'm not sure that word is familiar
in
America.
Well, it's administrative law that where the bureaucracy just churns out new rules with no statutory force behind them.
That's exactly right, and the powers that they have are extraordinary. Let me give an example: the Financial Service Authority in London. They have, they can virtually kick down your door, they can close your business, they can do exactly as they like. There is no redress. You can't come back and say you ruined my family's investment advisor practice with your shenanigans. There's no comeback, and it's the same with DEFRA, which is the our agricultural enforcement agency, and we have a number of these agencies. So the law has been completely suspended. Of course, common law was a great thing. You know, we gave a lot of the free world a magnificent legal system. Not perfect. I'm not pretending it's perfect. It never was. But a pretty good one, all of which has now gone. And of course, if you take away the law, you take away the rights of the individual. And that's what's happened. But it hasn't happened in one bite-sized chunk. They weren't that stupid. They're not stupid enough to do it
well,
in
let's
a bite-sized
go back.
Chunk.
In the BBC, of all places, they've had Bilderberg Group members like Healy and others brag in the last 2 years, hey, guess what? 1957, Treaty of Rome, we established the European Union. We did it by stealth, and that's why at the 50th anniversary in 2007, it was the 50th anniversary. It wasn't the 7th anniversary when they announced it in 2000. They said, ha-ha, we set this up 50 years ago, now 53 years ago, in your face. And when Judicial Watch sued 3 years ago, so my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, when they sued, they got the internal SPP documents with Bush and everybody else meeting and this council of private corporations and bureaucrats. And the first order of business was North American integration by stealth through trade and security agreements. And so this is a dishonest conquest by a bureaucratic class funded by select monopoly capitalists who are not free market. It's the same model. We've been in the North American Union since 2005. We have the documents. The general public doesn't even know. You've been in your EU, at least on paper, since 57. They didn't tell you it was happening until 99, 2000. And then expanding out from there, we defeat Copenhagen. The countries don't sign on to it. And Gordon Brown and Barack Obama and the EU say, don't worry. Herman Van Rompuy, they say, don't worry. We already had this power. We're going to start registering everybody's carbon globally. And we're going to take U.S., British, and European tax money and start shoveling it into this global government, calling it global government. I mean, this is a completely illegitimate criminal enterprise.
Oh, oppression. You seek population control.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.